This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. In a few minutes, we'll hear from a woman now in her 70s who once, as a young girl, rode high as the stunt woman who filled in for actor John Wayne.
Look forward to that. First, though, some stunts, or to put it more politely, political maneuvering in Washington. An Iraq funding bill will finally go to the president. It has what he wants, no timetable for withdrawal. Congress passed it yesterday, but not before some passionate debate. Here is House Republican leader John Boehner.
After 3,000 of our fellow citizens died at the hands of these terrorists, when are we going to stand up and take them on? When are we going to defeat them?
Joining me now, as he does every Friday, NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Hi, Juan.
Hi, Madeline.
Well, this really does sound like a victory for the president.
I think that it is. Clearly, he didn't want any deadline for withdrawal, and there is none. But at the same time, I think Democrats, and I'm hearing this from the leadership by way of defense, is making the case that this is the beginning of the end. That's the quote that they're shopping around, that they anticipate more arguments over funding come September. And so you'll see lots of argument about defense funding appropriation going forward. And this is just the start of that kind of argument.
Right. And then the president himself saying that the summer will be crucial. Here's what he said.
This bill also reflects a consensus that the Iraqi government needs to show real progress in return for America's continued support and sacrifice.
Real progress. So what does Congress say about that?
Well, there's just, you know, I think, Madeline, yesterday in the press conference in the Rose Garden, President Bush said he anticipates a real increase in terms of violence on the ground in Iraq. And, short of General Petraeus, who's the commander in Iraq, reporting that somehow we had turned the tide, I don't see Democrats or Republicans in the House and Senate at this point suggesting that, we think that this is the right way to go and things are fine. To the contrary, even among Republicans, there's terrific concern about the level of violence and whether or not the so-called surge and escalation of the number of Americans on the ground is having the impact that they thought it would have. Already you have four of those units there. The fifth will be there shortly. And the question is, when can they go back to their constituents and say, we've really made a difference? As you know, the polls show that now the war is even more unpopular day by day.
So the summer will be crucial. Let's listen to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. She voted against the bill that eventually passed, and here she is talking about her decision.
We could have put ourselves taking a giant step in a new direction. Instead, we're taking a baby step. But as I said, this is not the end of the debate.
Okay, let's talk about her political fortunes there. Here she is opposing a major bill that just sailed through the House.
Well, you know, it's unusual for any Speaker of the House to do so, and I think in her case, she is really taking a stand in terms of the opposition to the war and to the funding for the war. MoveOn.org, other groups like that, strongly anti-war, have said that every Democrat should have voted against that bill. As you know, they all didn't. But you did have a majority of Republicans in support. It wouldn't have passed without Republican support, especially in the House. So what we have here is a situation where Pelosi is trying to make a political stand, both as Speaker of the House and as a member of Congress. But here, I think what stands out to my mind, Madeline, is that she believes that working with people like John Murtha, she has sent the message to the American electorate that the Democratic leadership is strongly anti-war. They can't get their way. They don't have a veto-proof majority, but they are in the game and that they are continuing to pursue the idea of somehow ending this war.
Okay, let's talk about the other hot political issue in Washington, and that is immigration. A new poll out today from the New York Times and CBS News shows pretty strong support across the board for elements of this bill amongst the public, and yet Congress is deeply split. So are they just out of touch with what Americans want?
Well, yeah, here's the thing. They're not out of touch with the numbers in the poll. What they're out of touch with is the majority of people in the poll. Obviously, you have a 30% or so base that's strongly opposed, about 15% on the conservative side, 15% on the liberal side, who are strongly opposed to any kind of immigration reform. But those voices have been loudest in the debate, and they're putting most pressure on the presidential candidates, and therefore they're having tremendous impact. But if you go down the middle, you get about 70% of Americans who, as you saw in that New York Times CBS poll, say they want some kind of comprehensive reform that would allow people who are now here illegally to find a pathway to citizenship.
Juan Williams, senior correspondent for NPR. He joins us every Friday to talk politics. Great speaking with you again, Juan.
Always, Madeline. Take care.